This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Now, if you guys have been tuning in every Wednesday night on Channel 10, they have the show The Bachelor. Now, I didn't really get into it, but this year has been such an amazing series.
And I've got to say, the girls are gorgeous.
They are. They are indeed. And we are so lucky. One of them, her name is Anna. She's 26. She's a lawyer and she's looking for, I guess, Mr. Right, looking for The Bachelor. And she joins us on the line now from Sydney. Good morning, Anna. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I've got to say, Anna, reading up on your profile, I think I want to date you.
Please do. I can't believe you said that you don't watch the show. What are you doing?
It's the wrong type of bachelor, Jim.
Yeah, it is the wrong type of bachelor. But I've got to say, Anna, you've got quite a good profile there. You're a lawyer. Are men intimidated by you?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that's why I don't have a boyfriend. I really don't know. I'm quite giggly and fun, so I'm not kind of the stereotypically serious lawyer. So I hope they're not intimidated by me. People think I'm a bit of a joke because I giggle all the time.
Well, you do, and looking at the series so far, you've got such an outgoing personality, and when I first, met you, air quotes, met you by watching you on TV, you don't seem like that lawyer that just walks around, with, head held high, very, very serious. You actually like to have fun. You like to have a laugh, which is great.
I definitely do. I am a lot more serious in court, and I definitely don't giggle while speaking to a magistrate or a judge, that's for sure. But when I'm outside work, I love to have fun, and I'm very adventurous, and I kind of leave my work behind, and I try and enjoy sort of my time outside of work.
Now,
and that's what I did on the show as well.
With the divorce rate being so high worldwide, I guess, your parents have been married for 35 years and you said you aspire to have a relationship like theirs. Is that kind of what has kept you really picky with what kind of boyfriend you're looking for?
Yes, definitely. And I just haven't found the right one. I'm not sure if the men are better in Melbourne, but Sydney, God, it's just so hard to find anyone around here. Maybe I've got to move to Melbourne.
No, well, my solution a couple of years ago was moving to Europe, and boy, did I have fun. But anyway, we'll leave that for another day. Leave that for another topic. Now, tonight, The Bachelor's on 7:30 tonight, Channel 10. Tonight is actually a huge show because it's the first time that there's three of you left, all searching for that elusive rose, and this is the first time that you guys get to have an overnighter date with The Bachelor.
It is, and I'm actually really nervous about this, and I'm nervous about watching it as well, so it should be very interesting whether or not we stay the night with Kim. So
Does it
makes me laugh and giggle just thinking about it. Jesus.
Speaking of laughs and giggles, I mean, the inner schoolgirl in me, you're staying overnight, that's like kind of, it makes you all giggly, doesn't it?
It does, even though I'm going on 27, it still does make me giggle, and I think maybe I should grow up very soon.
No, don't grow up. I had to be an adult yesterday for work, and that wasn't fun, let me tell you. And I'm 28 in a couple of weeks, and I finally got one of those Medicare forms, and the box says 28 to 35, and I'm looking at it going, I will really need to fill this out now before I start crying.
Put that to the side.
Now, Anna, regardless of whether you get the rose or get the bachelor at the at this show, what's coming up for you after the bachelor? Are you prepared for what's going to kind of? I reckon you'll get a few flowers, chocolates, and be inundated with I think interests.
Oh, I hope I do. You can definitely send the flowers my way and the chocolates because I absolutely love chocolate.
You have to send us a Twitter message with your PO box, and we'll send some Melbourne men and chocolates your way.
I would love that. I'm already back at work, and I'm not quite sure what the future holds, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But I have had a few offers from some of our clients in jail, so if it doesn't work out, we'll be heading toward plan B.
Sorry, Ginny and I just had to do a double take. Then we went, what did she say?
I think she said orange is the new black or something.
Look, Anna, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope it all works out for you, and we'll definitely be tuned in tonight. Channel 10, 7:30, The Bachelor Australia. Can't wait for it.
Yay, thanks so much for speaking with me. Rise
up, we're going higher. Rise up. Melbourne's airwaves are changing, and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.